USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a brief Saturday session in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump as his lawyers began their opening arguments, laying out their defense of charges brought by Democrats against him. White House counsel Pat Cipollone says,
"Now they have the burden of proof, and they have not come close to meeting it."
The Trump team will resume its opening arguments on Monday. The death toll rising from an earthquake in Turkey. They say they've been working through the night in sub-zero temperatures and pulled 45 people from the rubble of collapsed buildings. However, the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck on Friday night has killed at least 31. Over 1,600 people were injured. Chinese officials now say over 2,000 people globally have been infected with the coronavirus, and the death toll in China has risen to 56. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Iowa's largest newspapers endorsing Democrat Elizabeth Warren for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Des Moines Register writing that the Massachusetts senator is the president this nation needs. Warren spoke to the editorial board of the paper a few days ago.
To have amazingly good people who believe in what we're fighting for and who have incredible on-the-ground skills to wage that fight. My job mostly has just been, I'll show up and do the town halls and say to my Iowa team, go get them.
Meanwhile, the latest Democratic presidential poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden continuing to lead the pack. He ranks first among Democrats in the ABC News Washington Post poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders a close second. Elizabeth Warren comes third in that survey. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The bodies of three Americans who died fighting Australian bushfires have been recovered from the forest where their C-130 tanker went down on Thursday. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Officials with the Australian Transport Safety Bureau say the cockpit voice recorder was also found in the wreckage and should help determine what happened. The oldest major U.S. veterans group is calling for President Trump to apologize for recent remarks, which many vets say seem to minimize the severity of traumatic brain injuries suffered by 34 American soldiers in an Iranian air attack in Iraq earlier this month. The VFW, the first national veterans organization, to publicly call out the president for seeming to dismiss the injuries as headaches and not very serious. When asked whether he considered traumatic brain injury to be serious, the president said no. Former California Congressman Fortney Pete Stark has died. The Democrat represented Northern California for 40 years in the U.S. House. Health care was the focus, and he played some pretty key roles in passing the Affordable Care Act as well as COBRA. His son, telling the Washington Post, that his father died at his home in Massachusetts. He had lost a battle with leukemia. Pete Stark, the former California congressman, was 88. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.